Today's Torah comes from Leviticus 6:8 through 8:36, and it's called Salve. A lot of this parasha, if you remember last week, is repeated from last week, only this time Moses is talking to the priests. When one person sins against the Lord, he or she deserves to die. Satan, the accuser, comes before the Lord and pleads the case for the person who sinned to lose their soul. But God allows the death of a sacrificial animal to take the place of the sinner. The sinner places his hands on the innocent animal's head and confesses, "I deserve to die instead of this innocent animal, but my Lord mercifully accepts the death of this innocent one instead of me." When God sees the shed blood or the rising smoke of the sacrifice, he forgives the sinner based on his faith and his repentance. He has to have something in his heart that gets him off the hook, okay? He has to believe what he's doing is for a reason and that he's not going to be doing it again. This is referred to as the Old Covenant. Under the Old Covenant, sacrifices merely covered sins. But under the New Covenant, Yeshua's blood sacrifice, those sins are taken entirely away forever, forgotten as though they were never, ever committed. His sacrifice is our once and for all sacrifice. We are told this in Hebrews 7:27 and 9:12. Hebrews 7:27 says, Who does not need daily, as these high priests, to offer up sacrifices, first for his own sins and then for the people's? For this he did once and for all when he offered up himself. And it's not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood he entered the most holy place once and for all, having obtained eternal redemption. The new covenant said, "This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds I will write them, and their sins and iniquities I will remember no more." That comes from Hebrews also, 10, 16, and 17. Adonai took away the first, or old covenant, and established the second, or new covenant, in its place. There's no more need for animal sacrifices. Some people even distorted that first covenant into including human sacrifices. This man, our Lord and Savior Yeshua, after he had offered himself as one sacrifice for our sins forever, sat down at the right hand of God. It was not necessary for Yeshua to do this repeatedly, to be sacrificed for our sins. He would have had to suffer over and over since the beginning. Once and for all, he gave himself unselfishly for all of us so that we can live forever with him and his kingdom. God told the priest that the fire on the altar, the one which burns up the sacrifices brought to it, should never go out. Has the fire which once blazed within us, the fire of the Holy Spirit, gone out or been somewhat quenched? If so, we must go back to the Lord and offer him our hearts once again. And not just do it once. We should do it morning and evening, every day. If we dedicate ourselves to him once again, he will ignite our soul. Do it in your witness, your worship, and in your work for him, and light the darkness once again. Sometimes a shepherd would have a lamb that just wouldn't stay with the flock. It would keep frolicking off and playing and goofing around, but it put itself in danger from the wolves and the other predators. And the shepherd knew he had to do something, so drastically he broke one of the lamb's legs, or even both of them. And then he put it in a splint, wrapped it up to heal, and then he would carry the lamb everywhere he went. The lamb would become so dependent upon the shepherd, so completely bonded with him, that it would never stray again from its protector. the shepherd. We ourselves are compared with earthly vessels, subject to being broken. 2 Corinthians 7:10 says, "For godly sorrow produces repentance leading to salvation, not to be regretted, but the sorrow of the world produces death." A lot of times people are sad only because they get caught sinning. But to turn away from sin requires nothing but brokenness. We need to be broken down, wrapped up by our good shepherd, and carried around by him, bonded to him, and follow him everywhere, listening to his words to be saved from the wolves and the predators of the world. There are many different types of sacrifices or offerings to the Lord. There were the burnt offerings, the meat offerings, the sin offerings, the trespass offerings, the consecrations, and the peace offerings. Why were all these necessary? Because God said so. He told Moses to order the priest to do this. God knows best, but I'm guessing he wanted his people to take notice of their sins and their transgressions and realize that there's a price to pay for our sinful nature. We are born sinners. We are not born as a clean slate, like some people say that we're born with. We sin because we're sinners. We do not just become sinners when we are led to sin. The sacrifices were ordered by God so we would repent and hopefully not repeat our behavior. Aren't we so blessed that our God sent his innocent son to die for us, to take away our sins? Now all we have to do is believe, accept, and confess. Heavenly Father, we can never thank you enough or praise you or worship you enough for what you have done for us. Please help us to pay attention, learn from your word, and act the way you desire us to act. Please help us to be good children and not ask why. When you tell us to do something or not to do something, your answer of, "Because I said so," is good enough. Amen. Shabbat shalom.